Mick Sell's got a couple of runners for us. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, he's going all right.
We're going all right. So which one's your best for the punters today so we can get on the promo for you, Mick?
Definitely Magnum Bullet.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going to win all right. The track specialist into the 100K club goes the Bullet. Magnum Bullet home by 2.5 on Go Jazz.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Is there any danger of an upgrade, of an update to the promo? We've had excellence all the way through and the owl's too busy feathering his own nest at the moment. Feathering nests with same game multis. And can't get our update for the promo. Goodness gracious me. Time for the early mail today. And you know what today is, White? It's Thursday, which means Premier Racing at Sandown.
That's right.
For the Dogs.
Robert Neoclius joins us. He's got a couple of key runners tonight. Robert, thanks for your time.
Yep, welcome.
That's good to hear. Race 6, number 6 is your first. My Neo. Now, have you named that after yourself, Robert?
No, I haven't. I've named just about all my dogs Neo because of my last name, Neoclius. So just Neo.
Okay. I just thought my Neo might have been a favourite.
Nah.
How do you think you go tonight? Because, obviously he's a terrific dog. He's won 20 times from 40 starts. What about tonight?
Yeah, tonight there's a lot of pace in it. It's a pretty strong field. The advantage of having a vacant box either side of him, it'll help him. He runs his consistent 5-0s there, but there's a couple other ones in there that can do the same. So it's all depends on the first 50 metres and going around that first bend. If he gets out in front, well, they'll have to catch him. But it's a pretty strong field.
Okay, what about race 8, number 6, Lady Lily Hook? Are you a bit concerned about box 6?
It's not normally a good box over that start, but she actually likes to scout wide. So if she can begin on terms with them, it's not that bad.
Okay, so of your two, we've only got a dollar to spend, Rob. So what way are we going to go?
Oh, I'll put 50 cents each way on both of them.
Well, that'll be $2, right?
Yeah, it's true. they've both got a good each-way chance.
All right. Well, what we might do is we might multi the two up, to, place all up the two, race 6, number 6 into race 8, number 6. Good luck tonight.
Thanks very much for your time. Thank you. Bye.
Good stuff. Rob Neoclius there with his best today. We're, of course, Sandown Racing today, which we love. Sandown Park on Thursday. It's Premier Racing. What do we go there?
Race 6, number 6, the place into race 8, number 6, the place.
6 to 6 is 2.30 into what?
8, 6.
6 to 2.30 into 2.30.
They're the win or the place?
No, the place.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Mm. All right, let's get to Wangaratta because we're racing there on the grass.
We are. Greg Brown is the track manager. Greg, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Going well, Greg.
You've had a terrific week of weather, so I'm thinking the track's going to be good today.
Yeah, last week got some good weather. Yeah, good four, 10.05.23, whacked on 10 mil yesterday and actually 35 mil for the week. It's been dry and warm up here, which is good.
Right. Gee, that's amazing how quickly things can change. What about the rail?
Rail's true everywhere.
Terrific. Well, I don't really need to ask you any more questions, Greg. It's perfect.
Hopefully.
Great stuff. Good luck today.
Thanks, boys.
Great stuff, Greg Brown there at Wangaratta. Been hot at the Wang.
35 mils of irrigation put on the track.
Can you believe that?
How quickly
what we've
things
gone
change.
Through very, very recently.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Having to put basically litres and litres of water on the bloody track. Bloody hell.
We now, have water restrictions in the way we go.
Let's find out what Brent Stanley's got for us. I think there's been an update with his two runners. Today's on the line, getting ready for a day at Wangaratta. Hello, Brent.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are well. Am I reading right that number 13 in race 3 has been scratched?
Yeah, Eleanor, I've had to scratch her. She got a bit excited in the roll this morning and just got a little bit cast. So she seems fine, but eliminate risk.
How often does that happen on race day?
A lot more than it should. it's very, very frustrating, the racing game. So you obviously have your horses on high feeds and they're very fit and you're trying to have them peaking on race day so they're feeling the best they possibly can, and that's usually the days you turn up in the morning they've been cast at night or kicked the wall or...
Yep.
Yeah, so often race day that things like that happen. And I suppose it's a good sign that they're feeling well and you've got them right in the day, but you just cross fingers that you can't cotton wool them.
Fair enough. So it means you've got one today, race six, number eight, Dexa Bill, who was the last start winner at Tatura with Jet, the lad on board. You've sacked him for another jock today. What's going on?
Yeah, no, not mine. Just another little bit of me racing Victoria. If you want me around again, he's not apprenticing Victoria, so he's not allowed to ride in it.
Oh, okay, righto.
So even if they're on loan, they're not allowed to ride it. They've got to be through that system to ride in with fully fledged apprentices in Victoria. So anyway, it is what it is. She's drawn well. She won good last start. She's thrived off that win. She's drawn Barry 1, so we're doing no work during the run. So hopefully there seems to be a bit of speed in the race. She'll be midfieldish. I think it's a bit of luck on straightening.
Right, $5 in the early market at tab.com.au. So for the promo, let's make it really cool, Brent. What's your best today?
Unbeatable Dexaville.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant. We will. I'll tell you what, geez, we're barracking hard for you now, just very for the promo. Good luck to you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Prince Stanley. Race 6, number 8, Dexa Bill. Unbeatable at $5. We'll take it. Johnny Bowden has pressed his buttons quicker than he's ever done before.